So it sounds as though there's if you like a theme that keeps repeating here, there's a lot of problem. It's part of your job is dealing with the challenges of a different show or a different venue. What's the most challenging one, would you say?
I think the Muldoon one was challenging
It was,
because we spent the week thinking how many chairs we've got to take out there. Will their audience capacity be 17 at the end of this, for this rather expensive installation? And we got a decent number in, but there were times we were sitting looking at all this equipment on the stage thinking, is this going to work? The method of erecting the columns that people climb up and down, which are actually part of the tent structure. We had to figure out a way of actually putting the journey from horizontal to vertical through different parts of the stage area in order to clear certain obstacles. And they're heavy. They're really heavy, these things. They're steel, and there's maybe about eight people at the bottom and four or five people pulling along with ropes at the top. And when you've got to juggle some of that around, you think, oh, this is, are we ever going to get this thing upright? And of course, we did. In Brecon, we had to put the trapeze through the proscenium just into the auditorium. And I remember being at the box at the side of the stage, inches away from Edie's feet as she was swinging either side, trying to reassure her that she wasn't going to hit anything, which, is easy to say when you're sitting in a chair or leaning over the edge of a balcony. It's a bit harder to comprehend that when you're swinging at the end of a rope at high speed. And I just had to say, no, and be calmly reassuring and say, no, even if you stretch as far as you can, you're never going to hit the theatre when you swing here. And she believed me. So I thought, yes, okay, I've done my job here. She feels safe. The thing that she's swinging from, the truss she's swinging from, isn't going to move, and the forces, when you calculate them for someone swinging at full tilt on a trapeze, are quite high. It's tons. We're talking about, at least 1 ton swing capacity for maximum speed at the bottom of the swing. So it's an exacting technical exercise. And if you're in a tent, if you're treating a tent, you take everything with you. You take the whole performance space with you. And the first time you build it, you get it right, and then you take it apart and you tour it. When you go to a theatre, everything's different. All the points where you've got to brace off from are different. And the noodles tour we did, we had to ship in a huge amount of sand as ballast for the tight wire because we couldn't screw into the floor. Four screws in the floor probably does about the same job as half a ton of sand. But if you can't screw into the floor, you've got to use half a ton of sand. And you see people doing this all the time of getting the force on a tight wire to support someone jumping up and down in the centre of it when it spans maybe 10 metres. Well, the forces are enormous, and you've got to make good provision for that. And sometimes we've got to hire water butts to fill them up with a ton of water, which takes a long time from a hose to do that. And it's all got to be scheduled so it's all ready and waiting for you when they're there. And when we took the noodles show to Salford, there's a man who said he could deliver these things, and we could, but we couldn't fill them up until we got there, which was good. The first thing we're going to have to do is to fill these water butts with a hose, which maybe the hose wasn't working, so we had to do it, bring our own hose and do it from a tap. Well, and I was very nervous that if these things didn't arrive, we couldn't do the show. But the man was true to his word, was there. He dropped off the trailer the day before, and the crew actually did had found a fire hose, and they were filling them up. So we thought, oh, good, this is great. We got the pallet trucks, and we dropped them in position, and it all kind of worked. But we put some extra weights on top just in case. So there's so many things that if you can't have them, then there's a part of the show that you just can't do, and that's the challenge. To say, yeah, we were going to organise to make sure this happens here. But even then, you've got a truck full of load straps that you think, oh, let's put a few more of them up. And now when I go to see any circus show, I look up at the truss and think, how have they braced that? How steady is that truss up there that they're swinging from? Just because, it's been a heart-stopping moment to try and figure out if it's actually going to stay where it is, and it's going to be sufficiently rigid to do it.
Sounds as though you enjoy the challenge.
Yes, it's. I mean, it's not my. The thing was, I was in charge of people who were hugely experienced, and you know, I'm not actually entitled to do the calculations because I don't have the training to do that. I don't have the training in health and safety to be able to authorise things there. So people have got to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm talking to people who've been doing this for like 10, 15 years who don't know what we've found on the inside of a theatre, who don't know how a flying system works, and we've kind of got to just rub along and do that. But of course, the riggers that work for NOFA, they're just brilliant. They're great fun, and they're very, very dedicated. And of course, totally fearless. So I'm not brilliant at climbing. You know, I'll do it if I have to, you know. But and these guys just jump up and down these trusses all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're fit. They're very fit. They've got to be fit. And suddenly I think, how did I come to be in charge of such talented people? And so I wander across and say, I have a little problem with this. Can you solve this for me? Yep, they just leap up this truss and sort a few things out for me and carry on. When you have good people like that and you've got them in quantity, you can do a huge amount of work in a very short amount of time. And sometimes you just think, if only we could have this in the theatre, you know, if we could do a get-in with staff who are just so positive as this and skilled and are prepared to experiment to solve solutions. It would just be terrific, and that's my privilege, is to work with a company that has those circus ethics,
mm-hmm.
that has this the ethic to get the show on, even though it involves some quite complicated technical rethinking at short notice.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's quite a buzz.
Yeah,
and in fact, I think when we got to Brecon, The kind of only real thing I did that day was when they went and said, "Where does the set go?" I said, "It goes there." That point, and they went, "Yep, here we are." And I knew that I had, on my plan, I had something like 45 centimetres between the edge of our stage and the back wall. Put it there. We should have enough error. If we're out by a few inches, it's going to be fine. And I watched them build this thing, and it was going to be, I thought it might not fit, you know. By which point the truss is going in, it has gone in, mm-hmm. So it locates the set around this very heavy structure that you've built. And I thought, oh, if I've got this wrong, then we have to kind of start again or kind of demount a lot of stuff we've got in order to move it. And we had about 3 inches to spare, or at the very back of the space, and I had got it, you know, wrong enough to make me sweat quite a lot. Whereas if you're just building a tent in the field, you can put it there or there, you know.
Yeah.
But in a theatre, it's got to, you can't just demolish the back wall. They did suggest that at one point, but I said, no, we've got to leave this theatre in roughly the kind of condition that we found it. So, yes, it was always enjoyable, no matter what they did, because it was always quite specific things that they had to do. And for instance, the scene changes in Bianco are a huge achievement, to take a huge amount of rehearsal, and it's just great to watch people who really know what they're doing something big and heavy and complicated that require a lot of people. I mean, as a metaphor for how life can be, you know, it's a great thing for an audience to witness.
Mm-hmm.
You can just come in here and you can just snap those things, fly that in and drag this thing up here. But you know, you find that the all of the performers involved in it, the people who've been, you know, on a cloud swing, are now wheeling bits of truss through the auditorium, and that's just great to see. It's all part of the experience of seeing the show and kind of meeting the company in a way.
Mm.
And I think deep inside us all, we think, oh, can we, when we work with our co-workers, can we work like that, you know? Mm. Could be a great ethic of cooperation in the end, and that's so manifest in that show that it warms people's hearts for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, when the show was up and running, it was my job to just like sit there and watch it. I had no function in the show because I wasn't going to be there for all the performances. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of, you know, ensure that it got built and then just basically enjoy it. Okay. Which was brilliant. And of course, my daughter Edith came along to all the rehearsals as well. So she kept on watching the show and kept on going, I like this bit, there's a good bit coming up. And in fact, when she went back to see Bianco, they did change some of the music, and she just cried and cried and cried because she endured it so much. She was so looking forward to hearing that the music at the end again. But of course, things move on and they change. But she'd it'd been quite a profound experience for her. And that was good to see. Good to see.
So it's Bianco your favourite show, would you say?
I think so, because I had sort of intermittent contact with it. I was going back to see it at different times. And just the kind of core of the show is about beauty. And maybe not much more than that, really. And you know, the lighting plays a big part in that, and the experience of being in the show is like that. But just you get close to it. You know, you're actually in the innards of the show at times. And I brought a friend along to see the show when it was revived in Cardiff, lately in the tent. And, you know, when they're in the big white box at the beginning, and goes, you haven't an idea of how this show can emerge from what you're seeing there. Mm. And then, of course, they just take it all down and do something else. And just the buzz from that is just incredible, that you're kind of inside the show, is the feeling at times. And that's rather special. And, you know, not many shows give you that. But just there are acts of beauty that recur in the show and keep on coming. And it's all rather magical. And you just think about, you know, them and their bodies and what they're doing with them, and you and your body and what you're doing with your body, and you become just very conscious of your body. And its inadequacies, perhaps, is fair to say, but you know, yeah, it works on so many levels.
Mm.
It's a show I hope to see again and again in the future.
So you'd like to stay to New York?
I'd certainly like to meet the first night party, amongst other things, but yes, and yeah. Just to see the tent underneath the Brooklyn Bridge would be a fantastic thing to do.
Mm.
It sounds like an expensive little trip if I was to do it, but it would be, I'm sure it would be quite a time.
Mm.
And you think, oh, I just keep on thinking the show can keep on happening.
Mm.
It can sustain itself for a long time, because it always impresses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a some you can present to an international audience, no problem at all. They'll get it, they'll understand it. And to have that kind of success on the Welsh art scene is good. Very, very good. You can't take away the extent of the success with that show in particular. But also just you meet people who've been to the Edinburgh Festival, and they're always saying, I know this company. I've been to see them again and again. They're coming again this year. I'm very excited. I will certainly go. And you think, oh, yeah, I work for this company. And they go, do you? Yes, I do. I work for North West Data. I'm one of their production managers. And they go, oh, really? That must be fun. yeah, it's fun. It's pretty good.